Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod.
Ciao, everybody. I am Marco.
And I'm Catherine. Today we have a newbie lesson. This one is...
It's a very nervous lesson, but it's about... Dov'è?
Dov'è? Where is she?
Where is she? Where is she?
I don't know. So let's listen.
Dialogue. First time.
Che ore sono?
Sono le 10:30, calmati.
Ma dov'è? Dov'è?
Eccola, andiamo.
Dialogue, second time.
Che ore sono?
Sono le 10:30, calmati.
Ma dov'è? Dov'è?
Eccola, andiamo.
Dialogue, third time.
Che ore sono?
Sono le 10:30, calmati.
Ma dov'è? Dov'è?
Eccola, andiamo.
This dialogue I think is taking place in the train station, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and what's going on? They are waiting.
We've got two men, one calm, the other not.
Not.
Not at all. And he's actually kind of freaking out about what's going on.
Yeah, maybe they have to take a train and, you know, there's this person who is late. They have to wait for her. She's not coming. Where is she? What's going on?
Or maybe it's his wife and he thinks she's not coming and...
What are you implying? Let's translate this line by line.
Okay.
Che ore sono?
What time is it?
Che ore sono?
What time is it?
Che ore sono? Sono le 10:30. Calmati.
It's 10:30. Calm down.
Sono le 10:30. Calmati.
It's 10:30. Calm down.
Sono le 10:30. Calmati. Ma dov'è? Dov'è?
But where is she? Where is she?
Ma dov'è? Dov'è?
Where is she? Where is she?
Ma dov'è? Dov'è? Eccola. Andiamo.
There she is. Let's go.
Eccola. Andiamo.
There she is. Let's go.
So she finally arrived, you see? It wasn't the wife thing.
She did finally arrive, and I think both of them were probably happy, but that's a subject for another dialogue, I think.
Anyway, this dialogue is full of very, very, very useful words, isn't it?
Yeah, the first one, I think, is one that you can use every day. This
Che ore sono?
Che ore sono? It's a question. What time is it?
Che ore sono?
It's interesting in the sense, though, that we're not asking about the time, which is a different word in Italian, but we're asking about the hours.
Yes. Le ore.
Le ore. Sono le 10:30.
Sono le 10:30.
So we know what time it is. We know that these guys are really upset. And what is it that he's yelling?
Dov'è?
Dov'è? Okay, so this is actually two words put together, which Italians love to do. It's actually a function of there being so many vowels in the language.
Yeah, we have this hobby of, cutting vowels here and there. And the words are dove and e.
Dove and e. But we would never say dove e.
Dove e.
It's too much of a mouthful. So we'd say
dove.
Dove. It's short, it's compact, and it's very easy to use. So this is actually something you can use in many different situations if you're talking about anything. A man, a woman, a thing. Dov'è?
Dov'è?
So if I were talking about my puppy who's lost, what would I say?
Dov'è? My puppy who's lost.
So you can use it with men, women, animals, things, whatever. Dov'è just means where is it, where is he, where is she. But in this dialogue... Where is...
It's a she.
Where is she? Okay, and so when we actually find out that it's a she, there's the last line.
Yeah, only in the answer. Eccola.
Eccola. We could say ecco, which would mean here it is, but eccola means here she is.
Eccola.
So la tells us that it's a woman. So finally we find out what we are waiting for. Before we didn't, as listeners, know, but now eccola, we know. If it had been a man, though...
Eccolo.
Eccolo. So we're waiting for a man. Eccolo.
Here he is.
Here he is. But we're not. We're waiting for a woman. Eccola. And she's finally arrived.
Eccola.
And now that we've covered the key phrases and words that come up in this dialogue, let's listen to it again 3 times.
Dialogue. First time.
Che ore sono?
Sono le 10:30, calmati.
Ma dov'è? Dov'è?
Eccola, andiamo.
Dialogue, second time.
Che ore sono?
Sono le 10:30, calmati.
Ma dov'è? Dov'è?
Eccola, andiamo.
Dialogue, third time.
Che ore sono?
Sono le 10:30, calmati.
Ma dov'è? Dov'è?
Eccola, andiamo.
So, Marco, you're Italian.
Yes.
And I'm an uptight American.
Oh, come on. What? No, so, is this about the late things again?
This is about the late thing again. So, Italians, would this be a common situation in Italy where someone is really, really, really upset because he's been waiting for a long time and this other person has just disappeared?
Well, come on. There's also people in Italy that are on time, eh?
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
But in three. This particular three, there are three, you can count them.
Yeah, I remember like the school trip. Every time, every school trip, we were at the train station. And there was a lot of like, dov'è Paolo, dov'è Caterina, dov'è everyone. No, once I did miss a school trip and I asked my father to drive to Verona because I wanted to go on the school trip. And still he every time is like, that time I drove you to Verona. And everybody was like, dov'è Marco, dov'è Marco?
Well, luckily you made it.
Or maybe they forgot about it.
All right, I think that's about it for today. If you have any questions about today's dialogue or any other dialogues, or you just want to say hello to us, Marco, the website, dov'è?
Dov'è the website? Italianpod.com.
Italianpod.com. For those of you out there who want any news about Italian Pod, who want to listen to our cultural show, or who just want to send us a little note, check us out at italianpod.com. I think that's it for today, so I'm just going to say ciao a tutti.
Ciao.